Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America afternoon market update. And we did see some noticeable volatility and downside action in the grains. However, just the way it traded is not the entire story here. July corn finished at 743 and three quarters. That's down 24 and a half. September corn finished at 666 and a quarter, down 35 and three quarters cents. December new crop finished at 655 and a half, down 38 and a quarter after posting a low of 645 and a half. We did see some pretty good buying the last 15 minutes of the day. And why this is a little bit different, open interest in the July contract dropped 39,000 contracts yesterday. Commodity trading funds are in the process of reallocating and they're moving out of the July contract. Why this is important, the risk profile for July futures is a lot different from December new crop futures. July futures are known. We know how much corn there is pretty much, and we know where we stand. So funds do not want to be caught into a contract that's going into first notice day, but yet they may be not are so willing to extend into the December new crop futures on the long side simply because there is more risk. Typically, we see fund positions drop off this time of year, and seeing days like this should not surprise anybody. July soybeans, 15.92 on the July futures. That was down 60 and a quarter. August was at 15.06 and a quarter, down 57 and a quarter. November new crop 14.16, down 60 and a half. Again, much the same story with the July soybeans. We saw open interest drop about 17,000 contracts. And again, funds are readjusting. The fundamentals and the situation in the corn crop have not changed. And we'll know a lot more. We're in front of a couple of big reports here. We have quarterly stocks and the June 30th acreage report, which will be big market movers right around the corner here, and obviously we have the weather situation. September wheat, 99.50 and a quarter, down 38 cents. Kansas City wheat, 10.12, down 33 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat at 10.79 and three quarters, down 26. We're also seeing pressure coming into all of the commodities as it looks like the funds are backing away from the inflation trade. Does this mean the price of grain has to go down? No, it does not. The two can trade quite independently. It just means that funds are realigning their positions. And a lot of that has to do with crude oil we'll talk about here in just a minute. September rice at 16.48, that's down 20 cents. July cotton, 136.32, down 7. December, 102.01, down 6.06. Here we do have a story that is problematic. The situation with the Chinese exports is probably changing, and unless we see something change with that, this is going to create at least some near-term trouble for cotton, and then we'll again return back to a weather market with probably a lower upside and a little more downside risk as we'd see with any weather market. August live cattle at 133.95 or down 98. Feeders, though, 175.02 up 188. The strength in the feeders will eventually lead to higher Fed prices as we move down the road. Lean hogs at 103.57, down 4.75. This is kind of a tell, and a tell means we see something happen that shouldn't happen. The price of cash hogs went up noticeably, and we're trading well above 110. Funds are liquidating long hog positions as part of exiting the inflation trade. When that happens, the futures are moving down, but yet the cash market, the real world, is moving higher. So that tells me that we have a divergence here, and cash typically will be the leader. So again, when we get past this little bout of selling, the possibility of hogs moving up on the futures is noticeable. Big mover here, August crude, 103.97, down 2.22. We were as high as 107.05, as low as 102.32. The crude oil continues to break a lot of key technical areas. This means that trading funds and speculators are going to be more inclined to trade it from what we call the right side of the ticket. The right side says sell, the left side says buy. So when you see people trading from the right side of the ticket, they're going to look for chances to sell. This means the big bull in crude may, with asterisks and quotation marks, may just be over. And if that happens and oil prices can continue to stagnate, move generally lower, those PPI and those inflation numbers a lot of that component had energy built into it. When this reverses, the news about inflation is going to reverse with it in many sectors. Moving on to gasoline, $3.76 down 7 cents a gallon. July diesel, $4.31 down 9 cents a gallon. And again, the markets are beginning to break down. It appears that, yes, there may be a top put into the energy markets and there may be a wave of relief coming. Moving on to natural gas, and this is probably the single biggest cause of inflation. Natural gas, $6.23 down about 10% again today. We've lost a third of the value in natural gas in about a week and a half. Again, that signals that the inflation situation will certainly be easing. This means a lot for manufacturing. This means something for farm input costs going into next year if it continues. But again, those summertime electric bills just got a big wave of relief. August gold, $18.28, down $10.40. Silver, $21.03, down $0.46. Dollar index, $104.36. That is up 17 cents. Well, where is all that money going? That money appears to be going into the stock market. We did better today, but we didn't do wildly better. We saw steady, continual buying, and typically how bull markets work, they start the day weak, they improve as the day goes on, and that's what we saw in the stock market, and we have not seen this trading pattern in quite a while. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30,677, that's up 194. S&P 500, 3,794, up 34. The NASDAQ Composite had led us lower. That was definitely the weakest group. That finished the day at 11,232, up nicely, 179, but not out of this world up, meaning there was moderate buying. When I look at the charts on this, and I'll put this in tomorrow's weekly wrap-up, there appears to be at what we call an island bottom in the NASDAQ. And the old joke about he who trades on an island is marooned, and if it's a bottom, that could indicate that prices are going up. There will not be a DMO today because I had some technical issues. There will be two DMOs tomorrow, one covering the export sales report, which was delayed, and the usual weekly wrap-up where I'll go into all of this in greater detail. Interest rates finished at 309. That was off only 6 basis points. Yields finished at 317 with a low of 3%. And again, volatility, it's still high, but it's declining. And as the rate of change declines and the bond market becomes more stable, that will lead to more stability across every market. So again, yes, grain prices are lower, but this looks like, I hate to use the word transitory, but this is likely transitory as we're still going to be looking at very tight supplies going forward. Make sure to read tomorrow's weekly wrap-up. I will cover all this in greater detail. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great afternoon.